Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and joining me on the phone line, because she's so busy planning your next travel adventure, is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise. Hi, Elise. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Awesome. So today, there's a couple of topics that we wanted to talk about, but one that might be very fun for listeners, especially on a rainy, crummy day like today, is to talk about hot destinations. Where do you want to go to escape all the doom and gloom here locally? Where are places that really your customers are itching to go to?
Well, it seems that one of the more popular places right now is Japan. Japan is very, very popular, as are the Galapagos.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are doing family trips. I just have a family right now that are going to go over New Year's, round trip from San Francisco, because they don't have to fly. They go to Hawaii and back, and everyone's off from school, so they have the grandchildren,
sure,
the parents, the grandparents, and there's enough things for people to do together as well as apart. Another destination is Iceland and Greenland. Is very popular.
I was just there actually about a year ago, a little over a year ago, and Iceland is amazing. We went maybe at a time of year that is not 100% recommended in November, so it was super duper cold, but absolutely spectacular. If you are into beautiful scenery, into just the nature and the wildland there, it's so gorgeous.
It's a play, you know, that's become very popular. And one of the things that I think a lot of people are doing are trying to go to places that everyone hasn't discovered yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are those that want to go to something that's secure and comfortable and where, you know, they feel safe in traveling to. And then there's those who want to go to a place that's off of everybody's radar. You know, I had a person who wanted to go to Iran, which is a little off the beaten path.
Sure.
There's a diving property I'm looking at, which is in Sulawesi, which is out in Indonesia.
Hmm.
I mean, in the middle of the ocean, east of Borneo.
Wow.
So there's some things. Egypt, believe it or not, is one of the hot destinations, as well as Oberammergau, which happens every 10 years.
Sure, that's the passion play.
So this is the time. That space is almost selling out.
Oh, really? Okay.
At this time. Uh-huh. And it's time to grab onto that if you're interested. But one of the better things I can suggest as well is to go off and do your culinary, your wine, adventure travel. Those are very popular. People are trying to bungee jump in New Zealand, or they're trying to skydive, or like you are, Michelle, taking an art class.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm very excited about that.
That's some of them. And you know, all the destinations that you can go to have different draws for people, shall we say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's those who want to see old ruins. They want to see history. Some people want to see jungles and nature. So you really have to choose where your passion is and go to that.
Yeah. And it could just be one idea that sort of sparks a vacation. Like I have a friend of mine, he's an architect, and he wanted to go to Sydney to see the Opera House. But then because he's already halfway across the world, there's so many other things to do while he's there too. But his main impetus for this travel was to go and see that beautiful architecture.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking last night, I met with one of my hotel reps, and he said, you know, I've been in this business 12 years. And he said, I was from Boston, and now I live in New York. And I said, what got you interested? You know, I could have stayed in my little comfort zone,
mm-hmm,
and gone for my little day trips here and my day trips there and felt fine and gone out to great restaurants all the time, or I can experience something that's completely different that makes me a better person.
Yeah.
And I was like, it makes you a better person? He says, yes. Well, I see people in maybe poor countries that just smile and they're happy as can be. And we're so busy sometimes that we forget to smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are happy with having less, not having as much as we're fortunate enough to have living in this area. And it just, the light went on. I was like, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. It really does change your perspective when you see the way that people live in a different place than what you're used to. And I had that for myself. I traveled to Germany when I was fairly young as a teen and lived there on exchange for a year. And it totally shifted my perspective of what it was to be someone from the United States, just because I was the minority in the area, I had to learn to adapt to a new situation and listen to the way people thought about the United States and sort of reform my idea based on my experiences, both living, of course, there in Germany and being from the United States. It just made a big change in my self-view, really.
Oh, a lot of people, when you do say you're from the U.S., people have all kinds of questions.
Oh, sure.
They don't. I think people don't realize how large the United States is,
mm-hmm.
and they say, "Oh, do you know so and so?
Right.
You're in California, and oh, my friend's in San Diego. Do you know? They think it's like next door.
Right.
I think people have trouble grasping. How large a country is, how long an area is, how big a state is, in comparison. But I think the main key that I get out of this is your passion to explore other cultures, to learn things you cannot read in a book. We were talking about that, too. You read a book, it's got a great story about, oh, this place and this one did that. But what you miss is, I think we've talked about before, Michelle, is the smell. The
right.
touch, the feel of different plants in the area,
mm-hmm.
just an ambiance that you have when you travel that you don't get reading a book. A book doesn't come out and let you smell what the area smells like.
Yeah, it's not immersive.
It's not three-dimensional.
Right, exactly, yeah. And so if, in all of our tastes and where we want to travel are unique. When you tell someone, sort of close your eyes and picture your ideal vacation, it looks very different for all of us. But one thing that is common that we should all consider is getting someone on our side who's an expert who can help us make sure that we're going to the place that we're imagining in our mind and having that great experience. Because if you're going to save up your money to do something like that, you want to make sure that you're getting the best help.
With all the websites, the travel websites, people say, oh, I can do this. Yes, anybody can book anything. You can put to, from, how many people, how many days you want to go, when you want to come back. Everyone can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's missing there is the expertise and the value. People think travel agents aren't around anymore. They think, we're dinosaurs. But instead of seeing storefronts full of travel agencies, the good ones went home-based.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they work remotely. A lot of millennials are travel agents, and they work remotely. They're on their phones. That's their life. They don't sit at a desk.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. But I suggest to people, look through the internet. Go through everything. Say, oh, wow, this is great. That's great. But before you pull the trigger, get the advice. Maybe you want this soft, powdery beach, and you're going to pick going to, let's say, you're thinking of white sand beaches, let's say Cabo. Excuse me, in Cancun, and you're going to Cabo. Well, there's a difference.
Sure, right, yeah. And that's something that a travel agent would be able to steer you towards a place because they've got that experience. They've heard from their clients. They've been to those locations, and so they know what would match best with what that ideal is, what that picture in your mind is all about.
Plus, you look at a price, and you go, X is the price.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get the same price 99% of the time or better. But having been in the industry, we know the sales rep at the hotel that you're going to. Mm-hmm. We know what's around. So we make an email, we make a phone call. Hey, we haven't talked in a while. And by the way, my clients, Mr. and Mrs. XYZ, are coming to stay with you. And they say, oh, good. What's their confirmation number? And they put it in and they upgrade. Sometimes they send wine. Sometimes if you don't drink, they'll send water and fruit baskets. Hmm. Sometimes the manager will greet you. You don't pay for this. It's the same price if we do it or if you do it. Why not get the education? Why not ask, am I getting the best? Is this what I'm really looking for? And we sort of qualify the person. We'll ask you, where have you gone before? Mm-hmm. What have you done? What didn't you like? What do you like?
Sure.
What do you expect the experience? When you're online typing, all you have are reviews, which sometimes are artificially put on the review page.
Right.
By paid people. People are paid to put the reviews that you're looking at online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why not say, you know, that's great for families, but if you're going on a romantic getaway, I wouldn't put you at that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, oh, really? But
right.
If I put you here, you're going to have more couples. You're going to have not kids running around screaming and jumping in the pool and getting your all wet when you're just sitting there talking or making noise or, you know, throwing a ball that lands on your head. You know, there's all different kinds of opportunities.
Right. And you may also get ideas. You think, okay, well, I'm doing tropical vacation. I immediately need to go to, say, you know, Tahiti or something like that. But if you talk with your travel agent, they may say, well, you know, that's one option, but here are a couple other options, and these are why they might be a little bit better. So, you know, there's things that maybe you haven't thought about that with the experience of a travel agent, you're going to get that much more opportunities to really pick just the right vacation.
And sometimes people say, oh, well, transfers are included from the airport to my hotel. And yes, they are, with about 8 of your new friends and making 4 stops along
right.
the way.
Yes.
And for $10 more, you get a private car,
yeah,
air conditioned, they give you the bottle of water, and they take you from the airport right to the hotel.
Nice.
You're
yeah.
on that beach. You're enjoying yourself. You're already on vacation. You're not having to keep traveling. And, you know, it's penny wise, pound foolish when
yeah.
you think about it.
Sure, sure.
And I know people are on a budget and they have to watch, but why not get the best bang for the buck?
Oh, for sure. Know? Yeah. I'm talking with Elise Corey. You can reach out to her by sending an email, ksro@travelwise.net. Again, that's ksro@travelwise.net. You can also give her a call at 707-935-WISE. That's 707-935-9493. And her website is travelwise.net. We're going to take a quick break and come back. You are listening to Travel Tuesdays right here on KSRO.
And she's life without a care, and we're getting there.
The 10th annual Sonoma County Restaurant Week is now through Sunday, March 10th, celebrating 10 delicious days. Participating restaurants will be offering specially priced 3-course dinners and 2-course lunch menus. Stop by Gerard's Paella y Tapas for delicious flavors of Spanish cuisine. Known for his win on Food Network's Throwdown with Bobby Flay, Gerard has served Sonoma County delicious paella at events and festivals for years. Now with a downtown location, stop in during Restaurant Week for a delicious bite.
Hi, this is Gerard Nebeski of Gerard's Paella, and you no longer have to wait in lines at farmers markets or music festivals for our delicious hot paella. We now have a location in downtown Santa Rosa. We will be serving the Throwdown winning paellas, exhibition style, hot out of the pan to you. We will be serving the popular Rosa paella as well as veggie options and other Spanish surprises. Find us online at gerardspaella.com or just Google Gerard's Paella.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, Dial
There's
three.
No contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You can find the best deals in Sonoma County only on mysonomadeals.com. Enjoy dining, family fun, health and beauty, and more for just half the price. The deals are always changing in a limited quantity, so make sure to check often so you don't miss out on these amazing deals. Savings and fun, all wrapped into one, only at mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
That's just love without a care.
Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and on the line with me is Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, the only Virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And Virtuoso really means you're getting that bit of extra. So if you are planning a trip and you have Elise book your trip for you, you're going to get some extra perks that maybe you are just surprised about, but she's got that extra clout. She can get you the best rooms, get you some extra deals and some extra little fun things that you would not be able to get on your own. So that's yet another reason, Elise, why you should book with a travel agent.
Well, the nice part about being part of the Virtuoso Consortium is that most of their hotels we can get pretty much as automatic. Certain hotels give you automatic upgrades.
Oh, nice.
So as soon as you go to the hotel, and many of them, as soon as you book it, they can confirm the upgrade. There are some that wait, you know, till you're checking in, mm-hmm. and they upgrade. But some of them, you call them, you say, hey, my clients are coming in on this day. I already made one for Big Sur, you know, and I made it about a month ago. Upgraded them to this room, and it's great as far as that goes. Mm. So not only do you get that included, but you get a daily breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Some of these hotels, there's a great, you know, it's a high cost for breakfast. Mm-hmm. But you get a buffet, many times continental breakfast. You get free Wi-Fi, so you get the speedy Wi-Fi instead of the slow dial-up style of Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Many times you get a resort credit, so you'll get $100 to use at the resort, either for food, for drinks, for spa, for whatever you want. Many other times you get a lunch. So this is just by able to book through the Virtuoso agency the same exact hotel price that you get online. I get the same thing, but you get this thrown in.
Right.
And there's no cost to you. We don't charge more. Travel agents don't charge you more for their services. So why not go to the expert, mm-hmm. instead of trying to think you're the expert? Yeah, you can book it yourself, and you think, I have one client who thinks she's the best thing that's, you know, ever hit the world. She can do everything, but there's always something she didn't think of, mm-hmm. that I can do for her.
Right, right. And that experience is why you go to experts. It's why you ask a mechanic to fix your car and you don't go and fix it yourself. That's why you look for a dentist instead of pulling out the pliers and trying to pull out your own teeth. So it's the same idea. A travel agent who's had experience, who's been doing this for years, who has those relationships with the different places where you're going, the hotels, the cruise lines, all of those things, obviously they are going to know more about it than you will.
Yeah, and you know, the nice thing is we have access to speak to the executives,
yes.
of the hotels, of the cruise lines, of the tour companies. So if we have an issue or something comes up for some whatever reason, if, you know, number one person, res agent says, no, can't do anything, supervisor says, no, can't do anything, director says, no, can't do anything, we go all the way up the ladder. We have those contacts, mm-hmm. which is something you don't have. And plus, do you want to really spend the time?
Sure.
I mean, if you have nothing else to do, go to town or come and work with me, because I love people like that who have all the time in the world to research things like that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we know we know who's who. It's like having a backstage pass to a concert for
yeah.
a performer. We have the ins. We know who to contact. And, yeah, look around and say, well, I like Company A, I like Company B, but I'm not sure which one is right for me. Let's talk about it. Let's make a decision. Let's say, why not? So there's a lot of benefits. You know, we are fortunate on our shows that are coming up. We have some of the top cruise lines who are going to be speaking with Michelle and myself about what they're offering, destinations, special travel deals, what makes them different than the other.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I see here a list of some great ones coming up. Oceana, which, of course, our KSRO listeners have experienced firsthand on our culinary cruise, they're coming up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our next culinary cruise, which is also October 16th of 2020 from Athens to Venice, five Greek islands, Croatia, Kusadasi, Montenegro, and overnight in Venice. Had to say that. I'm so excited about the itinerary. I wish it was sooner.
Right. And then we've got Windstar, who we'll also be talking with. Have we spoken with them on the show before?
No, you haven't. And okay. I really like Windstar. Windstar is one of those companies that not many people know much about here. They're a smaller company. They're more casual. They treat you well. The service level is phenomenal. But not many people know much about them. The idea is, like, for us in California, we tend to be more casual and laid back. We're not so much into the high heels and the business suits that. And Windstar's very, I should say, comparable to our style.
Well, that's great. Yeah, very cool. Because sometimes you just want to be pretty casual on your vacation. You don't want to get all dressed up. So that's great. That's wonderful that that's an option. Silver Sea, we have spoken with them in the past before. Really just beautiful ships. Absolutely amazing.
You know, and they're really unique in as far as that goes, because they not only have regular cruise ships, small ones at that, they now have an expedition line, which is more for the adventure traveler.
Yeah.
And that's an all-inclusive product. So if you're doing, you know, they do Asia, they do Galapagos, they do the Arctic, they do Antarctica. I mean, but this is more, how do I say, laid-back luxury? Is that a good way to say that? But it's for the people who are active and don't want to dress and want to fill their mind with education.
Right. And I think Silver Sea would be a great option, especially for those more exotic locales like Galapagos or Antarctica or things like that. Just a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience, and it'll be very exciting to talk with them. And then we've also got Norwegian Cruise Line.
And Norwegian Cruise Line is more of, they do a lot of different things. They're more of, how do I say, people like to bring the families and the group, and they like more of a resort with a lot of activities to do on board the ship. And I think that's good for way of talking about Norwegian Cruise Line. They have all kinds of activities. Yes, they're the only cruise line that does round-trip Honolulu to Hawaii on a regular basis. So that's always there. But they also have more activities for kids. Like, some of them have race cars on board. They have water slides, and the race cars are fun. They're a larger ship, so there's more to do. If you're one of those who really wants to do a lot, and you're really there to unwind, that's a great option. But you'll learn a lot more about it, and they are growing as well.
Yeah. So that's exciting. So that's just a handful of the people that we're going to be talking to on upcoming shows here on Travel Tuesdays. And you can always find out more by sending an email to Elise, and you can ask to be put on her newsletter. You can ask for tips on your next big adventure by sending an email to ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net, and that Wise is with the Z. Now, you also wanted to talk a little bit about North Bay Biz, our partner here at
because,
the station.
Yes, each of the cruise lines that are participating in the radio show will be putting some promotional material in North Bay Biz, which is the partner with Sonoma Media Group. They're the, you know, some people like paper, some people like to hear. It depends on how you learn best and what you like to study. But if you've heard something on the show and then you want more clarification, it's going to be in the North Bay Business Magazine, which is, I'd say, a sister company. So a lot of it, there's some celebrity who is just with us the last 3 weeks. They've done some shows with us. Their ads are in the recent issue about their promotions, and they're going to have the next two issues, which are going to have celebrity ads in there.
Great.
And if you can always listen to the past shows by going on the KSRO site.
Right.
And look for Ask the Expert, because the shows are there. So if you miss something and you want to learn, either listen to the show, pick up the North Bay Business Magazine, and see how to get in touch. It'll, you know, or give us a call here, because mm-hmm. we can best guide you. But if you're one of those who likes to read, or it's the wee hours of the morning and you're like, what do I do? And you're awake, listen or read and check it out. Because
yeah.
there's so much information. We're not an online booking travel agency that just says there's two rooms left, hurry up, book. We don't do that.
No, no.
It's not our style. We want you to be an educated traveler. We want to know what you're getting. You know, it's just not good enough to just push a button and go, okay, done.
Yep, yep. You're getting the full service with Elise. So reach out to her. You can give her a call at 707-935-WISE. That's 707-935-9493, or send an email to ksro@travelwise.com. .net. Well, thank you so much, Elise, and we will be back towards the end of the month. You have an exciting trip that you're going to
yeah.
be taking in the meantime.
Yes.
So have fun in Ireland.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
I look forward to hearing from all of you.
All right. We will talk again very soon. You have been listening to Travel Wise here on KSRO. And again, send an email to Elise for more information about your next big adventure to ksro@travelwise.net. This is KSRO.
And we're getting there.